Welcome to day 154. We are up to Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet, says the Mishnah. Me'emasai mutter adam likach yarak b'motzai shviz. From what point during the eighth year, motzai shviz, is one allowed to buy produce and not have to be concerned that perhaps that produce actually came from the seventh year, that it's Shemitah produce? Because if it were to be Shemitah produce, there'd be a few concerns that a person would need to consider. First of all, if it's Peiro shviz, you'd have to treat it with all of the halachos of Shemitah, with all of the halachos of Kedusha shviz, and that's a lot. And you'd have to be concerned that perhaps biur wasn't done, and you're not allowed to eat the produce until you do biur. So there are really a lot of things to consider. So from what point, asks the Mishnah, is a person allowed to buy produce during the eighth year and not have to worry about any of that? Not have to worry that perhaps it is seventh year produce. Says the Mishnah, Misha yase kayotzebo. As long as enough time passed for that same sort of produce to have grown and ripened fully in the eighth year, once that time hits, then anything you buy from that point on of that sort of produce, you can safely assume is actually eighth year produce. And two reasons are offered in the Mefarshim for that. Number one is what I just alluded to, that once that time passes, you can assume that it actually came from the eighth year. And the second possibility is that even if it came from the seventh year, as long as enough time passed in which it's still growing in the ground, at that point, it's likely that the growth of the eighth year was longer, was more than the growth in the seventh year, and therefore it is batel barov. The Kedusha of Shviz, the seventh year status, is actually batel, is not qualified to the majority of the growth in the eighth year. So either way, we can assume that it is not seventh year produce once there was enough time in the eighth year for that sort of produce to grow and ripen. Continues the Mishnah, and the implication, or the implied question the Mishnah is about to ask is, let's say it ripens, it grows and ripens at different places in Eretz Yisrael at different times. So says the Mishnah, Asa HaBakir, once it ripens in an earlier place, then Hutar HaAfil, then it permits it even in the later place. Meaning to say, let's say I'm standing in a place and I want to buy a certain sort of produce, but that produce didn't yet grow and ripen in the eighth year. But it's somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael, it did already. That same sort of produce in a different place in Eretz Yisrael did grow and ripen in the eighth year. So even though where I'm standing right now, it hasn't, the fact that it ripens somewhere else permits it where I am. And again, I can buy it and assume that it is eighth year produce and not seventh year produce. And finally, says the Mishnah, Rebbe hitter likach yarak b'motzai shviz miyad. Rebbe was much more lenient. He would allow buying produce immediately in the eighth year, meaning on Rosh Hashanah of Shviz, on Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, the first day after the seventh year, you'd already be allowed to buy eighth year produce. Now, that seems almost incomprehensible because if you're buying it on the first day of the eighth year, it for sure came from the seventh year. So why does he allow this? So most Mefarshim explain there are different explanations. One is that perhaps he believes that some produce really does ripen very, very quickly, but the general answer in the Mefarshim is that most of the produce, even though Eretz Yisrael did produce a lot, most of the produce in Eretz Yisrael still came, was actually imported from outside, from Chutz La'aretz, from outside of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, once the eighth year hits, since the majority of produce in Eretz Yisrael comes from outside, you can assume that the produce that you're buying really came from outside of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore never had the status of Kedusha Shviz, and therefore you're allowed to buy it and eat it regularly, immediately. That is Mishnah Dalet. Just a brief observation before we get to Mishnah Hay, is that I think this Mishnah is actually quite lenient, or at least not too strict, because I would have thought that in order to consider something eighth year produce and not seventh year produce, maybe we would have said that it needs to be likely that it came from the eighth year, meaning the chances are it came from the eighth year, so then you can assume it's eighth year produce. But that's not what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah seems to say the criteria is, as long as there's a reasonable possibility that it came from the eighth year, that's enough. As long as there's a reasonable chance that this could have come from the eighth year, that's enough to consider eighth year produce and not from Shemitah, and I thought that's interesting. Okay, now Mishnah Hay. Mishnah Hay has a lot of, or not a lot, but a very, very important practical application even today. It's a very, very important halacha that we're going to learn in Mishnah Hay. Says the Mishnah, Ein motzi'in shem et sreifa u'per shviz meha'aretz l'chutz la'aretz. There are two things that you are not allowed to remove from Israel to outside of Israel. And those two categories are, number one, shem et sreifa. Shem et sreifa is oil of truma. Truma is the food that was specifically given to the kohen. And it had to be eaten bitara, it had to be eaten with purity. If it became impure, then the kohen can't eat it anymore, but the kohen would burn it. You'd use it in your oven, as fuel, whatever it is, you'd have to burn it. And the halacha is, but that's why it's called shem et sreifa. It's oil that will be burnt. The halach is that needs to be burnt in Eretz Yisrael. So you're not allowed to remove, by the way, truma in general, you're not allowed to remove from Eretz Yisrael because we assume that everyone outside of Israel is tameh, and you're not allowed to make truma tameh. So certainly tahor truma, you're not allowed to move from Eretz Yisrael, but even shem and sreifa, you're not allowed to move because it has to be burned in Eretz Yisrael. So that's category number one. The second thing that you're not allowed to remove from Eretz Yisrael is peiros shviz. any fruit that grew in Eretz Yisrael during the Shemitah year, you're not allowed to bring outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's a very, very important halacha. The reason is because eventually you're going to have to do bior. We've seen that again. Bior is once a sort of produce stops growing in the field of Eretz Yisrael, you have to do the process of bior, of remove that sort of produce from your house and make it hefker, make it ownerless. So you have to do the halacha of bior, and bior should be done in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if you export those fruits to outside of Eretz Yisrael, even though you could say, okay, a person's going to treat it with Kedusha Shvi'is, no, the bior had to be had to have been done in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you're not allowed to remove it from the land of Israel. Ami Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Shemati beferush, I heard explicitly, Shemotzi in Lesuria. They're actually allowed to bring this produce to Syria. That was the area in Eretz, that we saw yesterday, that David HaMelech conquered in northern Syria. We said it does not have the status of Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbi Shimon says, I heard beferush that you are allowed to bring it outside of Syria, but you're not allowed to bring it out to any other place outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon agrees that you're not allowed to bring any peiros outside of Eretz Yisrael, any Shemitah peiros outside of Eretz Yisrael. Everyone agrees to that. He just says that Syria is actually considered part of Eretz Yisrael. He says that it really is part of Eretz Yisrael proper, so to say, and therefore you would not be allowed to remove it from there. We don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. We said that Syria is not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. But the bottom line of our Mishnah is that Peiros Shvi'is is not allowed to be exported from Eretz Yisrael. And it's a very important halacha. Wine, for example, this really could happen. First of all, you can have Peiros in general. You can have Peiros that came from Eretz Yisrael, that came from the Shemitah year. And if you have it, then you'd probably have to do Bior, even though you're supposed to have done Bior in Eretz Yisrael. Once you didn't do it and it's outside Eretz Yisrael, you'd probably have to do Bior right then. Same thing for wine. A kosher wine company should be very careful to label Shemitah wine and not export it. But if they did and you find yourself with this wine, you'd probably have to do Bior on that wine before you'd be allowed to consume it, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. So it's a very, very important halacha that applies today. You're not allowed to remove Shemitah food outside of Israel because the requirement of Bior has to be done in Israel. We'll continue with Mishnah Vav, which is the last Mishnah of Perek Vav, tomorrow.